Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Do we have any dads in the crowd today? All right, dads, let me hear your best dad chant on the count of three. One, two, three. Yo, you gotta be ready with that, man. It's Father's Day. People are looking at me like, dad chant? What is that? I just thought, you know, you'd be ready for something like that. My dad had various dad chants that were pretty impressive. I guess they were more dad calls to alert us of his presence. He had like a tugboat call that he could do, and I would try to replicate that now, but it was just only he could do it. Another special talent that my dad had was we could roll up to a farm, a cow farm, and we would roll down the window, and he would make cow noises that sounded just like cows. Okay, I'm from upstate New York, so it just gives you a picture of what's going on here. And cows would literally come running over to the fence where he was. And I kid you not, I've only seen this once. One cow climbed over another cow to get closer to where my dad was. I don't know what he said, but it was something really impressive. Only dads could do that. But dads, of course, you know, have such a special role in life. Their responsibilities range from calling cows to quelling tantrums. And recently I was in my dad's house cleaning things out, and I found a comic that my dad had cut out of the paper and just, you know, had in his house somewhere. So I wanted to show you this comic today. That's not it. That's the title slide. A little glimpse into what we're going to talk about today. Well, you see, there's a horse there, mechanical horse there, son on the horse, dad holding it. It says, completely out of quarters, Dave, which was my dad's name, did what he had to do to quell Ryan's, which is my name, tantrum. How did they know that Dave was my dad, that Ryan was my name, and that this actually happened? Well, no, I'm kidding. But I got a great kick out of that he found that and cut it out, and probably happened a few times at some point in childhood. But just made me think of him, and again reminded me of the many roles that dads play. You know, dads have special gifts that only dads can do. As I want to show a quick video about one special talent that all dads are gifted with as they become dads.
Why do the chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, it would be chicken sedans. Oh my gosh.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle? A Yamaha. A Yamaha.
Who is the greatest babysitter mentioned in the Bible? David. He rocked Goliath to sleep.
At what time of day was Adam created? A little before Eve.
Get out of here.
What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
All right, what do you call a fish with two knees? A two-knee fish. I know, it took me a little long. Late.
A cop just knocked on my door and told me that my dogs were chasing people on bikes. My dogs don't even own bikes.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece. Oh. Who wrote that one?
I tried to eat a clock the other day. It was really time consuming. Mwah, mwah.
Who was the smallest person in the Bible? Nehemiah.
Need an ark? I know a guy.
How does Moses start his morning? Anybody? He brews a pot of coffee. Jeez, nice.
Can February march? No, but April may.
Who was the greatest comedian in the Bible? Samson. He brought the house down.
Yeah. Those are awful. Awfully good. Just like what I grew up with.
Amen to dad jokes. Always a good time. I'd share some with you today, but I don't want to embarrass Katie. Actually, I will share some. No, I'm kidding. But of course, dads do much more than just tell great jokes. You know, dads can have many amazing qualities. And today I want to specifically look at the awesome qualities of our Heavenly Father. You know, and I know as we think about Father's Day that there are some in the crowd today that can think about their dads, and many positive images come up. And I also know that there are those in the crowd today that they think of their dad and they can have many negative images come up. And the rest of us find ourselves somewhere in the middle. But no matter where you are on that spectrum, the reality for all of us is that we all have a perfect father in heaven. The title of my message today is Connect the Father. And so my goal today is to help you connect more clearly with the image of the true Father and identify what we should do in light of that reality. So you can turn with me in your Bibles over to Psalm 103. Lots of great passages all over the Bible that give us a picture of who God is. And I think Psalm 103 is just a great list of all these amazing things about God. So I want to highlight this. I want to look at this passage. I want to pull out some of these great qualities about God and then get us to think about, okay, what do we do in light of that reality? So Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Amen to that. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remembers to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. You know, Psalm 103 gives us a great picture of what God the Father is like. It's not an exhaustive list, it's not a comprehensive list, but it's a great list of all these amazing characteristics about God, our Father. And so allow me to highlight some of those amazing qualities and pick those out of this incredible psalm. The nature of the Father. He forgives all sins. And so when we fall short and turn to him, he forgives us. God the Father also heals all our diseases. When we turn to him, he heals us. He redeems our life from the pit. When we're down and we're out and we turn to him, he redeems our life from the pit. He crowns you with love and compassion. He bestows his love and compassion on us when we look to him. Satisfies your desires with good things. I mean, we all have desires in life, right? But God gives us things that are good for us, not things that are bad for us or that could harm us. He works righteousness and justice for the oppressed, right? Those that are oppressed, or when we're in oppressive situations, he works justice and righteousness in our lives. That's the kind of Father he is. He's also a vulnerable God. He's a vulnerable Father. Scripture passage talks about how he revealed himself to Moses, and we read about that in Exodus 3:14 and in other places, how he made himself known and also his deeds to the Israelites. So he's willing to make himself known to his children and to his people. He's compassionate and gracious. He shows kindness to us, and he longs to help us when we're really feeling it. When we're down and out, when we're struggling, when we're in a tough situation, he longs to help us. He feels for us, and he does. He's slow to anger and abounding in love. That's one of my favorite parts of this passage, right? Slow to anger and abounding in love. You know, it takes a while for God to get upset. And amen to that, right? It's just full of love or desire to do good for us, abounding in love. He doesn't always accuse, doesn't harbor his anger forever, does not treat us as our sins deserve. Let me hear you say amen to that again. Amen. He doesn't repay us according to our iniquities. Double amen to that. So many things about God that the slide is catching up to up here. But I love just the picture that we get from this passage about God. He also knows us intimately, all the way down to the way that we were formed. And Psalm 139 is a great description of that as well. He knit us together in our mother's womb. And I love that picture and that image of God. I mean, we didn't even know ourselves at that point, but God knows us that intimately. And it talks about how we're fearfully and wonderfully made by God the Father, our Creator. His love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. His kingdom rules over all. That is our Heavenly Father. And the psalm gives us the proper response to that. And I'll talk a little bit more specifically about that in a second. But it's praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, oh my soul. All these things about God, praise Him for who He is. An amazing Father in heaven. You know, I was thinking about different descriptions of God or different examples of God and His loving nature, His compassionate nature, and a lot of, you know, examples and images came to my mind, but I was reminded of a specific event that had happened a number of years ago between a father and a son. And so I want to show a video clip that really illustrates this point pretty clearly, and then I'll explain a little bit more about what's going on there. So some of you might remember that event. That was Derek Redmond. He was a British runner, and actually he had set records during his time. And in 1988, he was running in the Olympics. This was, you know, prior to this, and he got injured. And so his goal was to come back and to be able to run this race, to do well, to finish it for his father. That was something that he really wanted to accomplish for his dad. And so, I mean, you saw him there running. I mean, he obviously had trained very hard for it, was ready to accomplish it, pulls his hamstring. That was the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona. And that's his dad, Jim, who came in and... Thanks. It's funny, you add a crowd and then tears just start coming. I practiced this like several times and, you know. but, you know, he pulls his hamstring and you can imagine the devastation there. But here's his dad, Jim, comes out and love that, you know, part where he's just you know, waving off the security people, and you know, helps him across the finish line. And it's really just a touching moment. You know, Derek. Was eager to please his dad. And there's his dad, eager to have compassion, love, and support to help his dad, or to help his son across the finish line. And you just think about life for us with the Heavenly Father. You know, sometimes we're down, sometimes we're out, sometimes we're struggling, sometimes we had goals and aspirations and things that we wanted to do to please God. But we fall short. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we're down and out. But there's God. Right there with us. And sometimes we don't know that he's right there. Especially in those moments, it can feel like, where is God? But we've got to know, what we've got to trust, what we've got to believe is this psalm and the picture of God all throughout the Bible, in the picture that we get from other people in our lives about God, that he is there, that he is walking with us, that he is helping us, that he is going to get us across the finish line. We've got to know that about God. We've got to believe that about God, because that is the kind of Father that we have in heaven. Always with us. Always ready to show compassion, always ready to support in good times and in bad. And on a fundamental aspect of being able to connect with the Father is having an accurate picture of his character and who he is. So whether you're a dad, someone just beginning to learn about the Bible, or a disciple of Jesus, we've all got to come to know and understand who God really is. He's the best, right? He's the most amazing Father we could hope for or imagine. He's exactly what we need. And he's the only one. He's the only one that can fulfill all your needs. That is our Father in heaven. Full of compassion, grace, kindness, forgiveness. Again, the part, I just love this part, slow to anger and abounding in love. And we can just, we've just got to look to the Bible. It's a beautiful place to turn to for help in really knowing God. And of course, we get a picture of Jesus, whose goal and intention in life was to reveal the Father to mankind. An accurate picture of who God is. So what's our response? What do we do with all this? Hopefully you can see through your tears that I evoked. I apologize for that. Actually, I don't apologize for that. That's just part of it sometimes. But I do want to talk about, what do we do? What do we do with this? So I have some messages for different groups of people here today. If you're a dad, here's a great passage for you. Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let's be dads that imitate our Father in heaven with the people around us, but especially with our children. Let's step up and be the dads that God has called us to be, and be the dads that he has set the example for. Let's make sure that as dads, we forgive. Let's make sure that we're dads that heal, that redeem, that crowns our kids with love, that satisfies their desires with good things. Let's be dads that work righteousness and justice for our kids if they're in an oppressive situation. Let's be dads that are vulnerable with our kids and let them know who we are. Let's be dads that are compassionate, dads that are gracious, dads that are slow to anger
abounding in love. Let's be dads that won't always accuse, that we won't harbor our anger forever, and that we won't always, I'm not gonna go all the way back, but won't always treat our kids as their sins deserve. Now that's a high calling. That's a lot of characteristics and traits that we're trying to imitate. And it can be overwhelming. But I have two words of encouragement for you. Well, a few words, but 2 points. Number one, God will help you get there. God will help you get there. But just start with one. Just pick one of those traits, one of those things that you can work on this week. Maybe it's compassion, maybe it's grace, maybe it's abounding in love or slow to anger. Just pick one and try to imitate that this week. If you're visiting with us today, grateful that you decided to come and worship here in the Hudson Valley. Today, if you're a dad who's visiting, grateful that you came to celebrate with us and learn a little bit more about our Heavenly Father. But I wanted to share this verse with you. John 14, verses 6 and 7. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So my encouragement to you is, if you want to learn about the Father and get to know who he is, learn about Jesus. Spend time getting to know Jesus. Read one of the Gospels. Jesus, as the passage tells us, is a picture of who God is. That was a big part of his purpose, was to come and reveal the Father. And so when we know Jesus, we know the Father. For the disciples of Jesus in the crowd, I want to remind you of this, but also encourage you with this as well. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. It's Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 10. And I love how he finishes there. He says, he's talking about as children of light, which is who we are as disciples of Jesus, find out what pleases the Lord. That should be our daily goal. How can I please God? What pleases God? And how can I live that out in my life today? Some specific things include serving. Serving pleases God. Serving here in the church, serving the community, serving the poor. That's something that pleases God. Integrity. Being a person of character. That's something that pleases God. Openness and honesty. Right? This is who I am. This is what's going on with me. That pleases God. And love. Love, love, love pleases God. You can't go wrong with love. Loving God, loving yourself, loving people around us, loving people in our community, loving your kids. You can't go wrong with love. It pleases God, and we know that that is who God is. God is love. So let's be people who love. Let's honor God the Father by getting to know who he really is. Dads, we've got to fight to imitate him in our parenting and in who we are. Visitors, get to know him through the life of Jesus. Spend time getting to know the life of Jesus. And for all of us, let's find out what makes our Father in heaven happy and pursue those things relentlessly. Things that make him smile. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Let's give our Heavenly Father a very happy Father's Day by being more like him and devoting our lives to him. Amen.